This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
The latest escalation of the tariff war between the U.S. and China has the stock market spooked. Businesses are both outraged and concerned. But so far, it's interesting, just a muted response from the general public. And they're the ones paying the biggest price. Now, I'm bringing this up because not only is the tariff war hurting investments and pensions and economic growth, it's because there are powerful groups, including public sector unions, as well as some in the private sector, along with the Council of Canadians and the NDP's Leap Manifesto crowd, who would do the same thing to you as President Trump has to American consumers. I mean, it's astounding to hear the president say he's happy to collect $100 billion in Chinese tariffs without even a hint that he understands that the money comes out of American pockets. The Chinese aren't paying the tariffs. American consumers and businesses are. Now, if Canadians learn anything from President Trump's protectionism, because goodness knows we're not teaching those fundamentals in school, it's that tariffs are nothing more than an extra tax on foreign goods. If the U.S. government goes ahead and slaps a 25% tariff on all Chinese goods, it's going to actually cost Americans $135 billion in tariffs when they buy those Chinese goods. And if the cost is too prohibitive and they instead turn and buy American goods, as the existing tariffs have already shown could happen, it simply means American consumers pay more for American-made goods. I mean, removing Chinese competition simply means domestic producers don't have to lower their prices in order to compete. But we already know that in Canada. I mean, just look at the price of dairy products that are protected by supply management, which is just another way of saying that government doesn't allow U.S. competition into Canada by putting on massive tariffs / taxes that more than double the price of U.S.-produced milk, yogurt, ice cream, which means that domestic producers don't have to lower prices or become more efficient or innovate to compete. Instead, consumers just pay more. Conversely, U.S. businesses are going to celebrate this removal of the 25% tariff on Canadian steel, while Canadians will now pay less for about $17 billion worth of U.S.-produced goods, including bourbon and washing machines and a whole list, with the removal of our retaliatory tariffs / taxes. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.